On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to get the latest sporting news from the UK and Europe with Aussie journalist Jacqueline Magnay.
Well, one of the big tournaments in rugby union is the Six Nations TK, and on the weekend it was Wales who have won the Six Nations tournament under Warren Gatland. And joining us on the program this morning to talk a little bit about that and other breaking news over there in Europe is our great friend Jacqueline Magnay. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys. It was really amazing weekend of rugby. I know that you're big league fans, and I am too. But let me tell you, one of the most exciting games I've ever witnessed was at Twickenham, yes, where England played Scotland. England had scored six tries, was up 31-0. People were going home, especially the Scottish fans. They scored a try just before half-time, and then they put on 38 unanswered points. So Scotland came back and was leading England until the last play of the game when England scored to draw the game. It was the most incredible result that I've ever seen. The two halves to be so completely different was just staggering. It was an amazing effort.
Yeah, Eddie Jones wouldn't have been... he would have been very concerned the way that his team fell apart in the second half.
Well, when you look at his face, every 5 minutes or so, the TVs would screen, you know, close in on him, and he just looked darker and darker and darker. Afterwards, he said that basically they need psychological help and that he's calling in a psychiatrist to talk to them because they are just losing matches at the back end of the game. So they lost against Wales in similar circumstances. They were ahead, and then they give up the lead. I don't know what it is. They play a different type of game once they've got a certain number of points ahead. And so he feels that there's a real issue. It goes back to 2015, he believes, when England failed at the World Cup then. And he's seeking to address it, obviously, before Japan coming up. So at this moment, Wales is certainly looking more contenders for the World Cup than what England is.
Well, if you think that, you should jump in now at tab.com.au because Wales are $9 to win the World Cup, England $5 to win the World Cup, and then, of course, you got the mighty All Blacks, $2.35. They're the favourites.
And what are the Wallabies?
The Wallabies...
$15, I think.
15 buckaroos.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're going to have to show a vast improvement in form too, aren't they?
But they'd be really excited. All the nations over... Oh, sorry, Jack. All the nations over there would be pretty excited about their chances in the World Cup, wouldn't they? Because they've all got terrific form.
Apart from... having to play.
Yeah, but the Northern Hemisphere would be confident they could win.
Yeah.
Well, Wales has beaten every, six teams ranked 2, 3, 4, and 5. It played everybody except New Zealand. So they are in hot form. But as we know, hot form going into World Cup doesn't always translate into a trophy. And we've seen some really shock results in the World Cup games previously. So... sometimes it pays not to be the hot favourite or the team in form when you're going into these tournaments, rather to catch people by surprise, I think. Big Scotland
and Ireland have...
remember how well they went.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Ireland have knocked off the All Blacks a couple of times too recently, so they would be in great shape heading into that World Cup as well. Talking about great shape, Daniel Ricciardo not in great shape. Couldn't finish the Melbourne Grand Prix.
Well, he only had about 3 or 4 seconds of it, didn't he? I mean, it was quite extraordinary that he did not know that there was a drain on the right-hand side of the track covered up by the grass verge. I mean, that's quite extraordinary when you look at the costs and the professionalism involved in this sport, that something so basic was not covered off. Really quite amazing. Daniel Ricciardo was saying that... he felt flat, he had too many engagements, promotions to do before the competition. Now, whether he didn't get a chance to walk the track, maybe he was hinting at there, but he's coming for a little bit of criticism that he's blaming the promotions he's had to do, because that is what Formula One drivers are paid to do, the big dollars to promote the sport, and especially in his hometown, in home country, he would be expected to be front and centre. And in Europe, he can get away with being under the radar and not having to do so much, but the one race that he does have to do this is at the start of the year, he knows that. And so there's a little bit of surprise that he's expressed that view.
Yeah, I think he forgot he was in an F1 car instead of a four-wheel drive, to tell you the truth. I think it was just driver error on this occasion, although we're big, big fans of Daniel Ricciardo. Jack, I want to know how popular Rory McIlroy, I know he's from Northern Ireland, right? But in the UK generally, as far as sports people are concerned, how big is he? He's had his first win in 12 months, which is significant because it was the Players' Championship, which is the unofficial fifth major. And now he believes he's in the second phase of his career and can win even more majors.
Well, he's incredibly popular sports person because he's a very successful sports person, and you know, any Northern Irishman is you know, the second favourite, really. I mean, he's
right.
Amongst some people, though, there's been a lot of big question marks about his mental status, especially with his private life. When that's going great, he seems to not play so well. When his private life's in upheaval, he tends to play, you know, the opposite happens. So he's certainly a player who plays with his emotions, and he seems to have settled down and to, you know, pick up the win. You know, he's seems to be very content and in form. But, you know, some, I wish we could say the same thing for Jason Day and Adam Scott, who were also in contention, but really blew it in the, you know, the last few holes. So, you know, he is a big star over here. Rory McIlroy would be the number one golfing hero over here at the moment.
You're a legend, Jack. We thank you each and every Tuesday morning for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Speak to you next week.